KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Hemp Stock Harvest Festival, October 17th and 18th at Tom McCall Waterfront Park in Portland. Portland's annual Hemp Stock Harvest Festival in Portland, Oregon, advocates decriminalization of cannabis for medicinal, industrial, and recreational use. It will feature food vendors, guest speakers, and live music, including a performance by John Trudell and Bad Dog. Again, that's the Hemp Stock Harvest Festival, October 17th and 18th at Tom McCall Waterfront Park in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Portland. Today is Monday, October 12th, 2015, Indigenous Peoples Day here in Portland and in a number of cities around the country, Olympia, Seattle. We could go on with the list as it grows. Outrage, of course, on behalf of First Nations peoples has been growing over the years. The most recent indignity suffered by First Nations people, of course, was Junipero Serra being sanctified, as it were, by no less than the Pope, who everyone up until that point did have some degree of, no pun intended, some degree of faith in his actions and fundamental belief that he was a good man. And in a sense, he is. It's just unfortunate that he made a cruel decision regarding Junipero Serra, responsible for overseeing life as we know it, as it was known, while Indigenous peoples were being hunted down for sport. The women were roped from horses. Indigenous women were roped from horses, raped and murdered. under the watch of the good Perro Serra. And closer to home, closer in time, we have the sordid and disgraceful treatment of Leonard Peltier. Today, however, we have Leonard Peltier's son, Chauncey Peltier. He's the director of the art collection, as well as the co-director of the International Leonard Peltier Defense Committee. He has made it his mission, through public speaking, curating his father's paintings, to garner support for complete executive clemency. Now's the time. Barack Obama is the man to do it. The money collected from his painting sales goes towards legal funds and other causes that Leonard chooses to donate to and endorse, schools in Pine Ridge, for example. The past 8 years, Americans have celebrated Columbus Day on the second Monday of October. That's changing now. And this year, the recent recast holiday known as Indigenous Peoples Day takes place in at least 9 cities. And right now, happening in Olympia, Mask Magazine, I believe, got the ball rolling. And at this moment, an amazing mural. You can see it on Facebook. You can see it a number of places. Go online, take a look. Chauncey Peltier's son, Leonard Peltier's son, Chauncey, is with us today to talk about the mural, talk about Indigenous Peoples Day, and to talk about Leonard Peltier, who's 70 years old now. We think of him as he was when he first went into prison, but now he's 70 years old. He is not in good health. And freeing him, the idea that he would pose a risk were he to be free is absurd. And it is, a case example of what America is capable of doing to its best, its brightest, and its finest. And joining us now, Chauncey, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you. Yes, thank you very much. I have been helping my father here for the past year and a half. And, would you explain? Dad's 71 years old. He lives in a max security prison. And he's, it's one of the biggest rights violation case in history here. People don't realize he's still, a lot of people think he's free, and he's not free. He's still in prison. He's got diabetes. His health is really poor. We're trying to work on, we got a lot of big legal team working on getting him out. We have a lot of supporters that are coming on board now and getting with who is Leonard Peltier.info. That's the website that the support group that my dad asked me to work with a certain amount of people, and this is the one we got going. And that's the one we're asking everybody. That's the one we're asking everybody to team up with. That's the one I'm one of the co-directors of.
And there's, of course, the gallery, which is not far away. It's in Hillsborough. People could go and see this. It's very moving, to say the least. It would brought me to tears. And you stand there really in Leonard's presence in a certain sense. Right now, what's going on, though, you're up in Olympia, apparently. This local sign painter and muralist, Ira Coyne, heard you interviewed by Raven Redbone on Make No Bones About It on Chaos Radio, KAOS, another sister radio station of ours. When Ira learned that what was going on, then he looked up the work and was so taken by the enormous, the lion in it, that he reacted, that he reached out to Raven and Chauncey to turn the piece into a mural at the city's artesian well. Do you want to describe for our listeners what's going on there right now and the crowds and excitement over the mural?
Yeah, like you were saying, I did a radio talk show up there, and Ira Coyne, he had heard it, and he got a hold of Raven, and then Raven got a hold of me, and he said he wanted to do a mural, And I said, well, that sounds great. I drove up here the next day and met Ira. And he had another spot or so, but the people kind of backed out of it. But he told me that he had another spot. So we went to look at it. We were looking at it, and we were sitting there, and we were talking about it and looking at the wall. It's a huge wall. It's right next to the Olympia Artesian Well. And I noticed all these people coming and going, just a lot of people. So, I mean, he really got a good spot. And it's a study of Dad's painting called The Stalker. And there's a lot of pink in it, and there's purple in it, and green. And it's really bright colors, you know. Pink is a lot of the cancers and stuff go choose that color for their mascot. A lot of the, you know, human rights and gays and stuff all choose that color. You know, so it's kind of, it makes people feel, it just makes people smile and feel better when they see it. I've seen it coming down three blocks away from the way I go there, and it's just amazing. People there when we're working on it came up masked, and they were just volunteering, helping. Heck, we even had an attorney there helping us scrape the wall.
So how big is this? How large is it?
Well, the wall is probably 20 by 40, but no bigger than that. You know, it's probably, 20 by 40. And the painting's probably, I'm going to say 15 by 20 in there. So, I mean, it's actually, well, I'll tell you the truth, I even don't know. But that's pretty close to what it is. I even asked Ira that. And I even measured it.
So, have you been sending reports or images to Leonard? Has he seen what's going on then on his
behalf? Yeah, see, we can only email Leonard.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's from the article from Mask Magazine and the pictures, they send the mail to Leonard right now. See, because he can only email, so I can't send him images on the computer. So
that's tragic in so many ways.
I told him about it. Not yesterday, but the day before, I talked to him. And he's on his health, his blood pressure, his sugar levels were really high. So, I mean, he's been a little depressed and worried about it. And so, I mean, when I told him this, you know, I think it cheered him up. You know, it did. It cheered him up. He was happy. He's, you know, good job. I think it brightened up his day, you know. So he's supposed to call us about 1 o'clock at this event. So, I think there's going to be a lot of people here. I got a lot drum coming up from Portland, Oregon. Hopefully I'll have some speakers there, longtime supporters of Leonard. Some of their health ain't too good. So, you know, if they don't show up, we understand. I think it's going to turn out to be a pretty good event.
And this is going to draw more public attention to the fact that Leonard Peltier is still in prison, not just in prison, but in a maximum security prison. How disgraceful is that? It boggles the mind to think that this is going on in the United States of America in this time, 2015, that they've decided to keep Leonard Peltier behind bars for crimes that are non-existent. It's a disgrace. It's amazing, and people tend to forget these things when America's political prisoners have been behind bars for years upon years. Do you want to, before we let you go, let's just say we are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. We're going to try to celebrate it all week long here in KBOO. I know that on Air Cascadia anyway. Do you want to let people know how they can reach out, how they can support Leonard Peltier, and what they can do? Because this troubles everyone's conscience, or it should.
Yes. When that painting catches your eye and you walk up and look at it, there's a little plaque on the side that says peltierart.com. Who is Leonard Peltier.info? Please call the White House with the phone number. And that's what I always ask everybody, is just go to whoisleonardpeltier.info. Any information you ever need to know is there. How to support, start a support group, how to help, call the White House, write the White House. All the information's right there. And, you know, right now I'm asking for, and my father's asking for all the supporters over all the years to stand up and come forward now. And if you've signed a petition before, well, we need new signatures because we need to have new signatures with every president.
Chauncey, thank you so much. We are grateful to you. We are out of time. Very grateful to you, though. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, October 12th, 2015. Indigenous Peoples Day here in Portland and other cities around the country. Kate Walsh engineered the show for us today. Thanks for that, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
In dream time, I am an adventurer that never sleeps.
Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Voices in Action, Human Rights on Film, a series sponsored by Northwest Film Center. October 2nd through November 5th are the dates. While cinema provides entertainment and escape for many committed filmmakers and viewers, it's a vital medium of engagement and a powerful tool for social action. Films in the series include 50 Feet from Syria, Dreamcatcher, No Land's Song, and We Come as Friends.